In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I go to prepare a place for you. Please be seated. One thing I have really missed since going to work for the Synod, coming from this town and leaving the parish then 13 or 14 years ago, was the absolute fatigue one feels when going through the church year as a pastor and living the church year, particularly at Easter time, which includes baptisms, which includes the great celebrations, the best music of the church. It throw in a couple of funerals along the way and some crises and other issues, and you really live the church year, especially Good Friday through Easter. Having preached in my home congregation on Easter, and also having had a council president's meeting and call meeting so close to Easter, this is the most I've felt like I was in the parish since I was in the parish. And I think all the council presidents will resonate when I quote Luther, who one time said, "I'm not going to preach very long today. Neither you or I could handle it." I go to prepare a place. Topos, a place. I go to prepare a place. Don't be troubled. And I love the alliteration between topos and typos. Later on, Jesus would show Thomas what it took to make a topos for him. In John chapter 20, it says, Thomas, who was one of the 12, wasn't with them when Jesus had come. And he said, the other disciples said, "We have seen the Lord." And he says to them, "If I don't see the typon in his hands and place my finger there, and if I don't see the mark in his side, the typon, and put my finger there," double negative, "I ain't never going to believe." And then Jesus appeared and said, "See the typon." Reminds me of the word Paul uses when he bids Timothy to be a hypotypesis, to be an imitator, to be like him. And that the Lutheran confessions say that our doctrine is but to be a repetition of sound words based on the Holy Scriptures, a hypotypesis. So in these real hands, Judas places his fingers in the typon. And Jesus then went on to prepare a topon, a place. My friends, we have a place for you today. There's good news. There's a place at the table for you. There's a place for you. Come. It's all prepared. It's all done. It's all cooked. It's all ready. And it's for you. A place for every one of you. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.